Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We've got some cool shout-outs today, I think, to start with, huh, Terry?
We do. We've got a couple of shout-outs.
Yeah, man. Well, let's start with our friends, Paul and Andy. They have Newfoundlands, and you hear us chat about them occasionally. They currently have 12 in their house.
Jeez
Louise. Whoa. And how did that happen? Well, they actually had, not long ago, 5, but their young gray Newfoundland, Argente, a.k.a. Gina, had puppies. Daddy of the puppies is, the handsomest brown Newf in the world, Mr. Denali. And Gina had 7 pups, 6 boys, 1 girl, and all of them are healthy, healthy, healthy. There are both blacks and browns in the litter. And stay tuned, folks, because I get to go visit them this weekend, and we'll put pictures up. But anyway, congratulations to everybody. Yay, more Newfs, more Newfs. Oh, Terry, did you know this about Newf puppies? They don't start fluffy.
When they're born,
Paul tells me that they have a coat like a lab. And then over the next few weeks, they fluff up and get Newf-like. He doesn't know exactly when in that process that happens, but we're going to find out. We'll see if at a couple weeks they are fluffy yet.
That's wild. But how exciting. That. That's cool.
Yeah. Puppies, puppies, puppies. And then
we've got Debbie. Our friend Debbie just got a new rescue pooch. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of the pooch, though.
His name is Max. And Debbie has recently gotten involved with German Shepherd Rescue because that's her favorite breed. She has her 2 girls at home. She has Dixie and Bella. And Max is her first rescue in her home. She's fostering him. Mm-hmm. He apparently just got dumped by his owner. He's 7 years old. The person crazy. Literally just said, "Here's my dog," and drove off. And he had not been neutered, so that was taken care of yesterday. And he was, from what I understand, a little growly at the vet's office with men. Go figure.
Yeah.
Who knows what this owner did to him. We don't know if he was chained out or what his life was like. But anyway, he's on his way to a brand new life, and we'll keep you updated because fostering dogs is just a really, really cool thing to do. And if you have a breed you love or if you love mixed breeds, man, get involved with a rescue group in your community. It is a wonderful way to help transition dogs from, you know, their original home to their new forever homes.
Yeah, gives them an opportunity to be successful.
Well, it does. And even like Robin Starr was saying the other day, the SPCA uses foster homes. You know, even big ones like them can't house all the animals that need new homes. So, get involved. It's a fabulous thing to do. And I know because...
Because you were fostering a dog.
Yes.
Past tense.
And I understand from my friends in rescue that I am a failed foster parent. Why? Because we're keeping her.
Surprise.
Really. So we now officially have a 5-pack. 5 Labrador Retrievers at my house. You know, why don't you have 3? What's the difference?
A couple more, right?
You know, it makes no matter. And Paul keeps staying ahead of me because he had 5 Newfs. He's keeping 1 of the puppies, so he's going to have 6 now. It's just wrong. And Terry, you got a ways to catch up, man. You only got 2.
Talk to my wife. I'm trying to get another dog.
But guys, I will tell you, Miss Nani came to us a few months ago, and her biggest thing was she had never been allowed to be a dog. She spent 12 hours a day alone at home. She didn't have any other animals in the house. She was morbidly obese. She was in really bad shape, but sweet as can be. And it happens that she's my Murphy's real brother from the same litter. She's 5 years old. And
she's your Murphy's brother?
Mm-hmm. Sister. It's Friday. Oops! You guys know what I mean. I've got 2 dogs. They are siblings. How would that work? I'm an idiot. At any rate.
I just wanted to, it was funny.
Smack you. At any rate. So, Nani is doing great. She's thriving. She's learned to be a dog, Terry. It's so cool. She plays now. She found out she knows how to bark. She didn't know she had to bark. And it's not.
Had no reason to bark.
No, because she never had fun. And you just see her now glumping out the door with her, you know, part of her five pack. And it's so funny. Sometimes they go out in shifts. Two or three of them will go out
right.
at a time. And if she's on the way back in and another one's going out, she'll turn right around. Oh, I'm going out. I'm not missing anything, man. I'm a dog now. Life is so good, you know. And she's gotten enough weight off. We're going to have a weigh-in later this afternoon, so we'll know how much she's lost. But I measured her girth the other day because I had done that when we got her. And she's lost 3 inches off
her
girth.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But it's coming off gradually, and she's getting lots of just fun doggy exercise. Nothing big yet. But stay tuned, Nani, because when it gets cool this fall, and when she has most of her weight down where it should be, I'm going to start doing the park on a regular basis with her and Murphy. And she's going to be like, whoa. A, I didn't know this world was out there. B, I'm tired now. Can I go home and take a nap?
Yeah, exactly.
But we're trying to build muscle tone and stuff on her that she never had. But anyhow, rescue is really cool, and fostering is really cool. So do it if you can.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that rolls into breed-specific rescue discussion that we were having prior to recording.
Yeah, this stuff makes me crazy. It's sort of like the more you know, the madder you get. Is
yeah.
that accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. And the sadder sometimes. I got Miss Nani from our local lab rescue group, and I try really hard not to go on their site because I don't need a sixth just yet.
I like how you put that.
Yeah. But I did because, you know, we were winding things up with Nani. She's staying and everything. So I just went on the site to look. And they don't have tons of dogs, at least not up on the site. But what just astounded me was these were, as far as I could tell, all purebred dogs. There was a 4-month-old. There was a 6-month-old. There was a 10-week-old. There were 2 1-year-olds. What is going on with people that they get a puppy and the puppy's not even 6 months old yet and they dump the puppy? I don't understand. Actually, I do. It means in my world, without knowing specific, you know, case histories, that people haven't a clue what it's like to raise a puppy. Not a clue. Mm-hmm. And in particular, they have no knowledge about Labrador Retrievers. And it's my breed. And what I know, just like you know with your breed, we've got working dogs.
Yep.
That's where they come from. If you cannot properly exercise your dog, just that number one thing, you're setting yourself up for absolute disaster. You got a cattle dog like Terry or a Labrador Retriever like me, and they don't get enough exercise, they're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Especially, yes, they will.
Especially the young ones. And yeah, you haven't even thought of the ways they can destroy your house, your property, da-da-da-da-da. And it's not their fault.
No, they're just making up activities, something to do.
Right.
They're bored.
I'm bored. I'm going to go eat a tree or eat a, what was it, a cable?
A cable. Three times ate through my Fios cable out there.
And now it's
encase it in this plastic tubing underground so she couldn't get to it.
But, you know, and that's with somebody who actually, you've always given her lots of, you know, opportunities for brain games and exercise and stuff. And she's still, in those moments, you know, they'll find stuff to get into. So, as a trainer, what I see over and over again is people who don't educate themselves with any dog breed will get a pup if they're not experienced at this stuff, or they'll get a rescue dog, it doesn't matter which. And I swear, Terry, it's like they think they can plunk them down in the middle of the floor, and that's that. Feed them, water them, maybe hang with them occasionally, and that's all they have to do.
Yeah. There's a lot of that stupidity out there.
And that just blows my mind. I mean, these are living, breathing critters who can think and who want to be your best buddy. But if you don't train them, if you don't give them really good stuff to do, man, you could potentially have a lot of trouble on your hands. Now, there are dogs, sure. I've met dogs. I've had dogs who come into the world and they're just great from go.
That's a small percentage.
It's a very small percentage. And it seems to me that people remember a dog from their childhood when they didn't have to take care of the dog who was perfect in their minds, quote unquote. And that's what they think their new dog is going to be. And it's that doesn't happen. So just please, people, you know, if you're going to get a dog, research the breed, if it's a specific breed. Talk to people who have the breed. If it's a mixed breed, if you think you want to get, because a lot of people have some general ideas, if you want something like a herding dog, you know, educate yourself on the internet, read books, talk to people who, talk to Terry, he's got herding dogs.
Shoot me an email.
Yeah,
I'll,
man.
I'll tell you all about it. There are a lot of work, but it's rewarding.
Well, it is, but you've got to be the right person for the breed.
You've got to understand what's going to happen.
And when I think back, you know, you can do the same thing with me with Labs, or pretty much any retriever, but specifically Labs. I think back to my first experience with Labs, and that was a couple of decades ago, and they were hunting Labs. They were doing what they were bred for. And I'll tell you what, the first time I ever saw our black lab go into the water, it was like a nasty, cold winter day, like end of November in the Delaware Bay, and to see that dog go into the water to retrieve a duck, break this sheet of ice that was on the water to get that accomplished, come back in, shake off, because when she got out of the water, she turned completely white because it was so cold out that her fur, the water froze on her fur. She shook it off. Never, the bird never left her mouth. She brought the bird to us, said, "Here you go, shoot me another one." That's when I fell in love with Labs and their work ethic. I mean, you know, she would retrieve all day if she had the opportunity to do it and then just pass out at night.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I moved forward with that and got into search and rescue. And Labs aren't the only SAR dogs, but they're my breed. But so watching them do that job, that's heavy duty, you know, hours and hours and hours potentially in the field, you know, in the woods, la la la, doing their job. And then transitioning again to now I'm into therapy dog stuff. But I know this, they are happiest when they have a job. And you know that too with your dogs.
These two are the same way, Surrey and Sparky. If they're busy during the day, then they're on their best behavior.
Right. And you do stuff, you continually train them.
Yeah.
You do agility with them.
Yeah.
You futz around every now and again with herding.
Yeah, that's more play than it. You know, but occasionally it's a variety. In my mind, the dog, because of the intelligence of the dog, you have to mix things up.
You do.
Otherwise, they become bored with the toys.
Right, absolutely. And so it's just learn how to play games with your dogs. Give them mind challenges. I love the thing that you do with the boxes where they open them with their noses or the paw.
The paw. Yeah.
And get the treat out. And get a trick book, you know. When you're bored, you have nothing more that you can think of to train your dog, get a good trick book and teach your dog some tricks. To them, it doesn't matter. It's just learning something new.
Yeah.
They don't know the difference between obedience and tricks.
Right. It's all work.
Yeah. It's all fun.
Yeah.
Because if you think about when you're teaching your dog something new, for that period of time, you're 100% focused on your dog and they love that. Yeah. What do they want? They want our attention.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing.
Yeah. So guys, you know, think it through before you get a new dog in your life. And I really encourage you to look for a trainer to help you through the process. If you have somebody just at the very beginning part, if that's all you want to do, it can make all the difference in success or failure the first month or two that you have your dog in your new home. So, yeah, or in their new home.
That's pretty key.
Yeah, it is. All right, that's all I got, man.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Take it easy.
Bye.